PJ Jamie Morning Show. There she is.
Oh my gosh, she's engaged.
The bride to be, right there.
So exciting.
Oh my. Oh, tomorrow morning at 7, big announcement for you. I can't give out any details.
Right, at all.
If you were listening earlier, I was lying. That's not the details. I just slipped up a little bit. That's all. Man, you're going to love this, Jamie.
You were going to give out a date originally, remember?
Okay, let's forget the first hour ever happened. All right, I'm going to go back to the original plan.
Okay.
Whatever you're doing, folks, mark down September 12th. Save that date.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
I fixed it. Thank you. Ignore. Don't go listen to the podcast today.
No, exactly.
Ignore all the breaks before this.
Exactly.
Okay, right, because I screwed it up.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to be 12th. Amazing.
September 12th.
And it's a Friday.
Man, if I got something for you. And I think this is going to go viral, folks.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, the big announcement yesterday.
I can't get away from it. What happened?
The big announcement. Taylor!
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Creepers.
Oh, I've forgotten.
So, to celebrate last night, me and the family, I came up with a recipe. Taylor tacos. We had Taylor tacos at my house last night because I wanted somehow to commemorate the moment.
Yeah, right. Taylor tacos.
It doesn't happen that often. So I came up with Taylor tacos.
This might go viral.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I love it.
Taylor tacos.
You got to put this up. You got to put this up for me, okay? Put it on Facebook.
Because yesterday was Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Taylor Taco Tuesday. I forgot about Tuesday. This was bigger than Tuesday.
But it just goes with Tuesdays. You have tacos.
And now
we just threw that out, and now it's just Taylor tacos.
All right, Taylor tacos. Let me just give you the quick recipe, okay? And this is a BJ original, okay?
Yeah.
No hard shells, okay?
All right.
Because the flour tortillas match her skin tone.
Nice.
Okay?
All right, pasty.
So you got to go with the soft. You got soft tortillas, okay?
Very white.
Second. You have to have lipstick red tomatoes.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You also now, when you're making your tacos, you got to skimp on the meat. She's not that meaty.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you got to just real.
Now nobody wants this taco.
A real thin,
yeah.
now a real thin layer of the meat.
This no. Doesn't sound good,
well, you got to have meat on your taco.
Well, I know, but skimpy meat? Like, everybody.
Well, no, you skimp on the meat. You don't put as much meat on there as you normally
but who
would.
Who wants to eat that?
Yeah, you want a full taco.
Exactly.
This is a Taylor taco. It's my recipe. So how about just backing down a bit?
I'm just like, this isn't the best idea ever. It's not going to go viral at all.
She's a little pasty.
Yeah.
Add a little sour cream to the top, folks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pops it off really nice. What do you think?
Wait, that was it?
Well, tacos aren't much, Jamie. I mean, it's only lettuce.
You
meat.
Didn't even add the lettuce.
Yeah, where's the lettuce?
You didn't mention the lettuce.
All right, throw some lettuce on there. What the hell?
And the cheese.
And throw some cheese. Get all cheesy.
Yeah, you forgot the cheese.
All right, well, I have to say it's my recipe.
This is about the dumbest taco I've ever heard of.
It's a Taylor taco. It's not dumb.
But yeah, it is.
Taylor,
you didn't even put any salsa on it.
Yeah, or the taco sauce?
Yeah, that's the same.
Yeah,
put
that on there. Go ahead.
I mean, basically, salsa. it's meat with some sour cream.
Yeah, and tomatoes. Lipstick red.
Yeah.
Don't forget, lipstick red.
I'm not going to put this up. It's just going to make us do the opposite of go viral.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
It's awful. It's an awful taco.
It's a good taco.
Dude, listen. It is a tortilla with just a little bit of meat.
Very little.
And sour cream and a tomato.
Skimpy on the meat. It's
this
very
is the dumbest taco I've ever heard of in my life.
Skimpy on the meat. Okay, she's done.
But listen.
What?
You just put sour cream and a tomato?
Well, you can add whatever you want. I just got you started. That's
oh, my
all.
God.
This is the basic ingredients for
so,
the
wait,
Taylor taco.
You just thought you were so clever with the red lipstick tomato. You're like, I'm going to go with this.
I chuckled all night long, folks. When I came up with this yesterday, I laughed.
Huh.
Do you see where Ralphie is out to pasture? Literally.
The buffalo? Or no, it's not a buffalo. What is he?
He's a bison.
Bison?
Right?
Yeah, what happened?
I can't keep up. What's the difference? All right.
There's a big difference. I guess
so. Yeah, they put about to pasture.
The University of Colorado just announced that Ralphie the Sixth is hanging up her halter after 4 years of leading the Buffs onto Folsom Field. Her caretakers say running wasn't exactly her favorite hobby, so they're letting her spend more time at her ranch where she'll get to take plenty of relaxing strolls, which...
She basically gave them the middle hook and said, I'm not running anymore.
She did.
You know what? You're not jamming me into that cage at the end of the field
but
anymore.
We're only like
I'm sick and tired
4 days away from the first game.
Well, no, 2 days.
2 days?
This Friday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's apparently her favorite hobby. When it comes to her replacement, they say Ralphie the Seventh is still training, and it isn't clear when Ralphie the Seventh will make its big debut.
If I'm the Seventh, I say screw you.
Wow.
I'm not doing this.
Man, they got to get that up and running. To miss the first game will be awful.
No, they're not going to have one the first game.
They've already
announced it. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
That's bad timing.
May not even happen this season.
Well, why didn't they just make the sixth one just run one last time?
Yeah. One last go. A farewell.
Exactly.
Run.
It's a bison. You tell him what to do.
Exactly.
He doesn't tell you.
And I'm with Carson. The farewell run.
Yeah. One last time. Yeah. Come on.
Ralphie doesn't want to.
Man.
Ralphie said, screw you.
I mean, just a nice stroll then.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a walk.
They could walk him.
Yeah.
They could because or she, whatever she is. Well, it's called Ralphie. I would think it's a dude.
No, it said she.
Yeah.
It's a she?
Yeah.
And named Ralphie? Man.
It's just with an eye with a heart over it.
You people are a bunch of dummies. I mean, you don't name a female Ralphie.
Yeah, you can. I'm Jamie. It could be both sexes. Ralphie could be both sexes.
I've never met
Tommy.
A woman named Ralphie.
Have you met a Tommy?
Jamie, that's a stretch.
Have you met a Tommy?
No.
I have.
Never. I met a Randy.
A Randy?
Randy.
A Randy.
Yeah. I've met Randy, Charlie, things like that.
Yeah.
I've never met a Ralphie.
Wow. There could be a Ralphie with an eye and a heart over it.
All right. Well, Ralphie's done. Ralphie 6 says, poop, I'm out of here, man. I'm not doing your stupid football games.
I will tell you, Deion looks good. I follow him. He looks good.
He does?
He looks healthy. Yeah, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, well, it depends. We'll help. Oh. We change things. He feels confident.
He does feel confident.
Yeah. He's not going to wet his pants.
No leakage.
Right? Yeah.
And I think it's amazing that he got a deal with them and he's actually endorsing them. So good for Deion.
And they're making better depends.
Yeah, right?
You know what?
Travis Kelce is doing a launch with American Eagle and Deion Sanders is doing a launch with Depend. That's a collaboration, man.
And they're both going to be pretty successful, probably.
Yeah,
right?
So good for them.
Powerball drawing tonight. It's going to be $815 million.
I could use that.
Woo! Get your tickets.